The order, start with a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome everyone to our June board meeting. Open the floor for public concern or public comment. Todd?
Yes. I know the board has recently installed the speed bumps in the neighborhood. And they're very hard for me to deal with every day. Very aggressive. I'd like to show you a video I took. It's just a minute. Okay. I don't know if everybody can see that. So the posted speed limit's 25.
Okay, there's a posted speed sign 25. Okay, now I'm going to do 25.
It's better that way.
Which I'm only doing 18 because 25 is a little fast for here.
Which it is.
It's so near, but I do probably 20. 17. Now, here comes the speed bumps. Notice, it doesn't say how fast you need to go. So if somebody's coming 25, I'm doing 15. Okay, now I gotta slow down. This speed bump, here, watch. 6 miles an hour.
6 miles an hour.
6 miles an hour. Okay.
Spill your coffee.
Ridiculous. I think it is. I mean, I understand you don't want people speeding, but it's very inconvenient for the residents.
Very.
I don't know who has drove down here or who hasn't. Here's another speed bump. Same thing. This time I'm going slower, okay? All right, so now, 1 mile an hour.
What does this to your car?
Coffee gets spilled. Very inconvenient for residents. Now, I don't dare do 25, which is the posted speed limit. But nowhere does it say to slow down to a certain speed. You just have this very small sign that says slow speed bump. Okay? So now I'm going to do it at 15 miles an hour, which is still 10 under the speed limit. Ready? Here we go. Oh, jeez. I guess I don't do that. So what's the right speed to go? It's inconvenient. It's hard on the vehicles. It's bad enough we have New York State potholes. Please remove the speed bumps. Thank you.
I'm just here to ask. I mean, I don't believe any one of you would like to go over them speed bumps. I don't live in a trailer park where it's a 10 mile an hour and you have speed bumps. I don't choose to. It's very, very difficult to have to come back and forth as many times as I do, and five other people in my family, and to deal with that. I know you guys want to do something about the speed. Lower the speed limit. Put a 15 mile an hour speed limit and get rid of the bumps. I mean, if you had gradual humps, maybe, but you chose to put them in so you could remove them. Very difficult. How many of you have gone over? I don't know. I think Mr.
Yeah,
Valenti has.
I've been around.
You have. And your thoughts?
I mean, you know, they are aggressive, but I mean, I just go slow over them. That's all.
You don't have to do it 5, 6, 8, 10 times a day, right?
No,
so
I don't.
You can deal with it.
But I mean, but most people only have to deal with one speed bump, going in, going out. One time, one bump.
How about when I have my trailer with my lawnmower on the back? How about when I have a cup of coffee in a mug because I leave my house and I don't want to have to get a to-go cup? And you can't go over it without spilling it. I mean, I've been a resident here for an awful long time, and I'm not here to give you a hard time. I'm just respectfully asking to remove the speed bumps. They're not something I want to deal with, and we shouldn't have to. And I feel that if you're going to have speed bumps, then you might as well put them at the beginning of the road so everybody has to endure the same pain that I have to every single day.
Yeah, but this isn't, you know, I mean, we're going to take it under consideration. I mean, we're not just going to blow you off. We'll take it under consideration. But we are going to let them, unless the board decides, probably let them stay for a while and see how the residents take them. I've talked to a couple residents, and they like them. So, I mean, it's kind of up in the air. So, you know, we're looking for, we can't really enforce speed limits over there with law enforcement. If speed limits are too low, and people really, if, like you say, speed limit's 25, I doubt anybody's going over 25. But when you come around the backside of the loop, if you're coming back through there 15, 20 miles an hour, people perceive that's too fast. I mean, and we've had incidents back there.
That's fine. Speed limit 15.
Yeah.
Not a speed bump. Please.
But anyway, we will consider it.
Yeah. I would hope so. I'm not disrespecting anybody, but I can't live with them. I don't feel as though we should have to. And you even said they're aggressive. No one else goes over it six times a day, except for about seven or eight of us. It's not fair to us.
Okay. All right. Approve the board minutes of the May 13th board meeting.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the meeting minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the end of year meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the end of year minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report is incomplete to be tabled till next month, and we should have the AUD at the same time. Any correspondence?
No.
Old business, 3 Westbrook Drive. Matt, you're up.
All right, so we got a few things here. When I got hired on, I stopped at the property, tried to talk to her, she didn't answer. Left door tags, never called, emailed, nothing. So I started with this first violation letter. I got copies of all the letters and tickets. Nothing was done. So then on May 29th, we issued the first appearance ticket, just right here. After court got delayed a couple times because she couldn't show up, after that, she did pay a fine. She came to court, paid a fine, and the property was temporarily cleaned up. It didn't look great, but it was better. Fast forward a couple months, now we're in May of 2025, it's back to its original condition. So here's a violation. And this went on, here's another one in July of 2025.
Numerous.
And this isn't even factoring in how many times I've stopped and talked to her. I mean, I can't even count how many times that was. It just keeps going. December 29th, 2025, June 6th, 2026, and that's when I issued the most recent appearance ticket, which will be on June 16th.
How does she respond when you stop and talk to her?
She's very nice. She is a nice lady.
Does she say she's going to clean it up? Does she have any reason why she's not cleaning it up?
It's always excuses, so it's, oh, I called a garbage removal company and they're supposed to come. He blew me off. I stopped to talk about the grass and the weeds, the overgrown vegetation. Yeah, I have a guy coming to mow, but he didn't show up. And the last time I stopped, he did actually mow that day, so I'll give her that. But it's all the rubbish. And another thing is, she says she's not physically fit enough to clean up on her own, but how does all that stuff get out there? She must be moving it out. Here's
And those are all recent.
Matt, did you ever get on the property? Someone said there's a pool, an in-ground pool in the back. Is there an in-ground pool in the back?
Yeah.
There was.
Is she maintaining that, or is it covered, or is it?
No, it's got a tarp type thing over. I mean, that's another violation right there.
But you weren't able to get back and look in it.
I didn't go back.
We can't walk on our property without permission.
Right. No. So, another thing. So when I went to issue this last ticket, she wasn't home. I went to the front door after, if you can see this.
Yeah.
Look at these pictures of her front porch.
No,
that's
access.
A fire hazard.
We can get her on that. Just fire code one. We've done that before.
And her door doesn't close. So when I went to tape the ticket, the door popped open. So I looked in and there's stuff everywhere. I mean, it's horrible.
Do you know if there's water in the pool?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Everybody see
that's
it?
What we're trying
there
to
was,
find out.
There was people have brought concerns that, you know, you got mosquito breeding now, you got
right,
rodents yep. back there.
I can next time I could stop over and say, hey, there's concerns about the pool. Do you mind if I take a look?
Second. May let you.
She may. I mean, she's a nice lady. It's just she's not doing what we ask.
Okay. So the provision in the law is that. Let me see, get the law up here.
We can declare a public nuisance and go clean it up.
And then put it back on our taxes.
Right.
I think does she pay? Is her taxes current?
Yeah. She does, but I mean, go in and just take all of her stuff?
Yeah.
I don't want to be any part of that.
No, none of us do.
Yeah.
Well, I think
that's why we're hoping.
I think
that
under
the court
that you have to hire an outside. I think we can't do it. We would have to put it out to bid.
I'm
and
saying,
there's a process.
I wouldn't want to go that far with it.
But then, what do we have to do with it, though? We have to. We'd have to store it, right?
Yeah.
No, throw it out.
That's something I would talk to.
Once you get the court order,
like what's the legality? What can happen?
Right. Dave would have to weigh in on that.
So she comes to court again in July, right?
June.
Or is it June?
June 16th.
Next week, right?
Next week. Next Tuesday.
What more can the court do? Fine her again?
They could raise the fines and...
Do you know what she's been fined before?
I'd have to check. I don't know off the top of my head.
And she paid it,
she
right?
did pay it.
Yeah.
The stuff that's piled up in the driveway when we had the water break last week or the week before, and the stuff that's piled up in front of the lawn, is that all been removed?
DPW did pick up the pile that she had by the driveway. It did take three times because when they went, she said she didn't get a chance to go through it. And
she
wanted to look through the stuff again.
She
removed a few things out of the pile. And this is typical hoarder things. They do that. And then she took her shopping cart on the second time and took a few more things out of the pile. On the third time, she had mentioned to the boys that she had a doctor's appointment a certain time the following day, so they went while she was gone and removed everything that was left. It was still a substantial pile, but she had removed some of it. She wasn't letting it go easily.
The stuff that was on the grass?
Yes.
Is that gone?
A good share of it was
that
removed.
First pile?
So
yeah, those are the reasons.
This page and this page. Is the most recent photos taken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We just took last week.
She cleared it so that she could mow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She cleared it so she could mow, and then that's about it. It is mowed on that side.
So the law says that, you know, after we've attempted to have her clean up the property, failing to do that, we can set a public hearing to declare a public nuisance and remediation. So that would be take place in July, obviously, because it's the next regular board meeting. And then she has to be served so that she has notice that there's going to be a public hearing so she can attend and defend herself, whatever. And also the neighbors can come in and and make public comment all, because it is a public hearing. And this says that, you know, you're supposed to keep a photographic record of what's going on over there, like on a weekly basis between now and then.
Okay, so I can start doing that.
Yeah.
Keep sending me pictures. I'll keep printing them.
Okay.
Yeah. It says that on or before the date of the public hearing and prior to commencement of the public hearing, code enforcement officer or other duly authorized officer or employee shall conduct a second inspection on the property and file a written report of conditions deemed in violation of this chapter. So I would, you know, give her get as close to the next meeting as you could, maybe do it on a, you know, on a Sunday or a Monday or whatever,
okay.
You know, before the Wednesday meeting. So the next meeting, the meeting next month is gonna be July.
So you're saying if he checks it before the public hearing, and because she received notice and stuff, she miraculously has it all cleaned up, then we don't have to have the public hearing regarding the nuisance?
Well, I think
well we still have the public
you
hearing.
You don't have to determine. You don't have to make a positive determination.
Yeah. Well, we
so
don't
we'll
have
still
to
continue with the public hearing. We just may not determine the outcome be, we're going to go in and clean it up or whatever.
Right, exactly.
I'm just writing notes.
I mean, nobody wants to clean it up. We want her to clean it up. And we've even offered to help her, you know, put the stuff out by the curb, we'll cart it away and help you with that. But you got to tell us what you're getting rid of.
It's pretty bad in the front porch, it smells, and I got home and showered. It's like, wow.
Well, other people said there might be rats there, but there's proof. But
is there a way to get a fire marshal involved? Because if the house is a fire hazard, then it's
maybe
county sanctioned, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Would you need proof of with pictures of inside the house or behind the house where they could determine whether it's a fire hazard or not?
Well, it's means of egress.
Rich could probably answer that better than anybody. But.
No, go ahead. You're right.
So exactly it's means of egress. So right away, the front porch is a violation right there. As far as coming into the house, I'm not sure exactly how that works.
And the problem is it's owner-occupied, so
right.
There's a lot of judges will give a lot of leeway. Your kingdom is your castle.
Do you only need space for one egress?
So there has to be one egress, and I don't know if that's it. I've never been around back.
There's another, up the driveway, there's a door on the right-hand side of the driveway.
Yeah, there's a back porch door. But last I was up there, because I had to hand, this was before you started, I had to hand deliver something because she didn't pick it up at the post office. I went around the back to put it on the door, and you can see right in there, it must be the kitchen area, just full.
Oh, yeah.
Just full.
In the corners of the living room, I mean, I wanted to take pictures, but I couldn't because the door is open by itself, but I saw things up to the ceiling just about.
Yeah, it was full. And that was probably 5 years
ago. So she's got three doors, a side and front and back?
Yeah, she has lots of exits.
What was that date of the next board meeting? July
8th.
July 8th. What's
second Wednesday?
What's the earliest we can have the public hearing? I mean, this is beyond, this is years of, so why are we waiting until
set it tonight for next month.
Well, can't we set it for 2 weeks from now? I mean, this is like, why are we waiting?
Doesn't she have to have 30-day notice?
I don't know.
Public hearings require at least a 10-day notice. You got to put it in the paper. You got
10 days.
You know, and
or 11 days, because tomorrow will be the earliest you put
it in the paper tomorrow for the next day.
You know.
But what about the court date that's coming up? Do we have to wait for that?
Well, the court date's next Tuesday.
Right. And if she, again, miraculously cleans it up in those 11 days between the time she gets the next instruction from the court, then great. And if not, then we're on track. I mean, you know, I understand we want to give her time. But a fire code violation isn't going to do anything other than when the fire trucks show up, they're just going to say, we're not going in. That's what that's going to happen. So that's not going to help clean it up. Action by us to say this is a nuisance and that allows us to take an action will then clean it up or it'll be cleaned up before that. So I think we should just move. I mean, we've been asked to do this many times and we now have an instrument. I think that's the next step. So as soon as we possibly can,
okay, so
I think that's that would be my recommendation.
No, I understand. So I mean, my thought is I know we've been fighting with her for a long time. She does stuff, it gets bad again. She picks up, it gets bad again. I think that by, you know, having a public hearing, knowing that she's got to come in and defend herself, in addition to the court action next week, I think that's going to light a fire under her and tell her we're serious. But and doing that, I would like to make sure that she has a sufficient amount of time to actually clean it up. I mean, I know you or I could probably clean it up in a week, but I mean, we all know she's not as physical as we are. She does have issues, not the issues that she complains she has, but to the extent that she has, I don't believe. But I'm not a doctor, I can't say. But.
And you're going to want to give.
And I would like to be able to say, look, we gave you every opportunity and now.
Well, I mean, the good news is that next month meeting is an early meeting too. It's on the 8th, as opposed to some of them are later, more like the 14th. No, July 8th would be our next meeting, so we could have the public hearing at 7.
And I think it gives notice to the neighbors, because I think many of the neighbors will want to come and speak.
Yeah, I mean, the earliest we could do it now would be, I mean, today's the what is today, 10th?
Today's the 10th.
Yeah, so I mean, the earliest we could probably hold a public hearing would be the 24th.
Right.
You know, so then, you know, I mean, you're only talking another 2 weeks to the meeting, to the next meeting, so, I mean, you know, I if it gives, to give her those 2 weeks and to sit back and say, look, we gave her every opportunity, I would feel better about that.
So we'll set a public hearing tonight for next month.
Do you guys drive by often?
I look at it every single day.
He lives across the street.
Oh, okay. You'd be surprised how fast stuff gets moved out there. So if I'm doing rounds.
I watch it.
Yeah, you watch it.
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night. The lights are on the van and she's out walking around.
Yeah.
Is there still a garage at the end of the driveway?
Yeah, it's filled. You can see it from the road. It's a total mess. I mean, I'd be furious if I lived next to her.
Supposedly the guy across the street, that's why he's moving.
Oh.
They're putting their house on the market this week. But I don't know for sure. That's what I was told. Because they're sick of it. And they think she has rats.
I make
Could
a motion.
Very well be. But like I said, we can't go on the property and find out.
I'll make the motion to have a public hearing on the situation at Westbrook Drive, 3 Westbrook Drive, on
July
8th at
7:30.
Yeah. Let's go 7.
All right, 7 o'clock.
It's probably going to be well attended.
Yeah.
7, because our meeting's at 7:30.
Yeah. I'll second.
Okay, so it was Guy and...
Any questions? Other discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate your help.
Thank you
for the report.
Matt, you can just keep sending me stuff, and I'll just keep printing it for you. We'll make a file.
Yeah, so I'll just follow the code exactly.
Yeah. Try to impress on her that, you know,
she's
out of time. Got to get it done. But, you know, it is what it is.
So you send her a letter that we're holding a public hearing? Is that what you said? I don't send
you
it.
You have to send it.
I send it? Okay, I'm going to need to know the word.
It's the village board. I'll have Dave put something together. I'll call Dave.
Okay, yeah. And he needs to be quick, because I'm going to post this in the paper for the end of the week.
That's another thing. I never heard back from Dave on the vacant properties.
He's going to call you, because I talked to him today, and he's going to talk to you about Westbrook Drive.
Okay.
Next week, because he wants to know if you want him there, which I think you should say yes. I do.
Yeah. All right.
Which I told him, so.
Because the letters are basically done, but now the banks have notes on them too, so I'm like, all right, do the letters go to the banks now? If they own the home and not the homeowner?
Well, you can give them to me, but a lot of them will just come back to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you 4 that are gonna come back. There's no place for them to go.
Right.
And where we go from there, I don't even have a bank on record, because until they actually go into the full foreclosure thing, and somebody takes it over for the bank, like they get a, I don't know what they're called, referee they call them or something. I don't even have information on some of them.
Right, it's like, who with the bank do we send this to? So I just need a little guidance from first time for me with the bank.
Will that fall under the zombie?
Mm-hmm.
They'll fall under
zombie
zombies.
Properties, correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
And what is zombies? That's how long someone having not taken care of their property? And
they're vacant properties.
They're vacant.
Yeah.
So the bank
abandoned. Vacant and abandoned.
Okay.
The bank becomes responsible for property maintenance.
At yearly code training, they also said the city of Albany was there, and they like nailed down the vacant property issue. They said you can actually find the banks and sue the banks, and they end up just settling, and then the property's gone.
And that's what Troy's doing.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because they just sit on them. They just sit there. I mean, you know.
They don't care. They're not over there maintaining them.
Well, that one on Chatham Street, up at the other end, that's been there for
Well, what the banks are doing now is they hold the note. They don't actually file the foreclosure, because it's in that middle area, which is why that zombie law exists, until they find somebody to buy it. Then they'll take the property ownership, but they only own it for 48 hours before they have the buyer that they transfer to.
Oh, that's why things are like really aggressive. First of all, nothing for like
Correct.
5 years, and then all of a sudden I'll get this, and this. And I'm
Correct.
Like, wow, strange chance pretty fast already.
A short sale or something, then they'll file the paperwork so that they can transfer the property. Because if they transfer it, they own it, they're responsible for property maintenance. But that's the zombie law came in now and took care of that gray area.
Right, but does zombie fall under the category of just the ones that are in bank floor closure, or like Adagio?
No,
does that fall under Adagio's
property? That's still under
property
zombie
too?
Property too. Because
he's under Adagio. I mean, he's an owner.
Yeah, it's vacant.
It's not up for taxes, but it's been vacant, and he hasn't done anything yet for
exactly.
Years.
So, like, the bank doesn't have that, but it's still considered a zombie property. That's the way I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
so that's how that law falls. Okay, I just wanted to know.
You know, the siding's rotten, shingles are falling off, windows are broken. I mean, really.
So, how many properties you have on the list?
What was it? 11.
Yeah. And there's only three on the federal on the register, right? That whenever we looked that up, there were only three on there.
Oh, on the historic register?
No, not the historic register. The zombie property register. Oh. Remember we looked that up last year?
With Dave?
No, I looked it up.
No, I don't.
I sent you.
Well, nobody's paid the $500.
I know nobody's paid. Nobody's paid. So I mean, we have to go through this process so we could roll it over onto their tax bill, which we missed this year. So we can't really do anything until next June.
But it's probably going to take that long to get the process done.
Right, correct.
Can you send me the list that you have so I know which properties you're working on? Because I have no idea.
Okay.
I mean, I know of some of the bank ones, but I don't know of people that actually own properties and are not working on their properties. I didn't know they fell into that category.
Yeah, yep, I can do that.
All right.
Never ending.
Well, let's get 3 Westbrook resolved, and we'll have something done. All right, thanks, Matt.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, next item up is subdivision application. So last month we passed the new subdivision regulations. I got the application from Town of East Greenbush, and I reformatted it for the Village of Nassau, so these regulations are kind of verbatim. I took out stuff that didn't apply to us and went through everything. I hope you had the opportunity to review them. They also have the fee structure that's in there, the Town of East Greenbush uses.
Huh? You got to correct that, Tom, through a period.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Apparently, I had a minor subdivision. I have a comma instead of a decimal point.
There's another.
Did I do that somewhere else too?
Yeah, it's sort of like that. It's on the second to last page. And major subdivision, second bullet, says I-50. It should be 150, like the number one. At least it's not printed.
That's a one.
Oh. Well, I must have
a different. Right here. You've got a lowercase I.
That's the third to last one.
Oh, one more.
My comment is, it says very long.
It's I.
And I don't even know what some of this stuff is. So I think a person's going to have an attorney help them fill out the application. It's asking so many questions.
No, they just need they should have an engineer that works with them on this stuff. Subdivisions are, I mean, there's a lot of filings that need to be done with the county and the towns, adjacent towns, and all that kind of stuff. So there's a lot to it.
What was wrong with the one we were currently using?
We don't have one.
Yes, we do have one.
Not a subdivision one. Those are planning, those are building permits. Building permits, that's a whole different regulation.
I do have a subdivision application, but it's not like this. Okay. It's like a one-page thing, so. I've had 2 people apply this year, the one across the street and Mr. Skyfo.
I've never seen that one, so.
Yeah, we do have one in the file that's been here for a zillion years, so I agree that it might need some updating, but this one seems a lot to me.
And this one follows the new law that we've adopted, so.
Okay.
Well, which really follows the state law too, so. All right, anybody have any questions on this? I'll entertain a motion to adopt the application if everybody's all set with it.
I'll make the motion, I'm good with it.
Motion by Rich, second by Ryan.
So one question, has Dave looked at this?
Yep, he has.
He's good?
Yep.
His review was it follows the law?
Yeah, he's the attorney for East Greenbush.
That's his
assessment?
That's his assessment. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So. Yeah, new business, that's new business, I don't know.
We have another? Yes, we have.
What else we have?
Someone came to talk to us. I have a question.
Yes, go.
About the speed bumps.
Yes.
One, the first question I have is, are the speed bumps within this state or whatever regulation they need to be? Are they of a size that meets the standards?
Well, we didn't pick them.
They're not, yeah, they're.
The paving company picked them.
I talked to Dave after speaking with Todd, and Dave assured me there is no regulation that we have to follow for putting in those bumps, speed bumps over in that area.
That was my question. I just wanted to make sure that we're not.
We have total authority to do that. It's a private, it's not a through street. It goes in to a development and you come out the same way you go in.
I understand. And again, I just, because I was a proponent of the speed bumps, I just wanted, you know, I wasn't against them. I was for them, I still am. But I just want to understand that, so we don't have, there's no regulation on that. Are these designed for a street versus a parking lot?
Yeah, these are the same models when I talked to Valley that City of Troy uses, the county uses.
Okay, well then I guess we should, I just want to make sure that we have made those considerations and, you know, we'll listen for more feedback. That'd be, again, just wanted to make sure.
Anybody else have anything they want to add?
Do you hit all of them?
I hit one and then I own another house, so I'd have to go over two to get to that house, so, you know, so.
I'm not even, how many speed bumps are there?
There's three. There's one on Tremont, one on Phillips, and one at the back of the loop.
But in the video, you hit all three?
Yeah, I went around. But I really feel if you guys drive around it, and if you go, okay, if this was on John Street, Maple Avenue, Westbrook Drive, the beginning of Tremont, the complaints you would get is not just going to be one. You know, there's only maybe 11 houses that are affected. Maybe some of them wanted them. I don't. I'll get a petition, and I'll see how many people don't want them, if that helps. But I feel like I'm going into a trailer park. Like, I got to go over speed bumps. Anyway, I'm not here to get argumentative. I'm just asking for help. My board to help me as a resident.
You're basically saying that they're too aggressive.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's something that could be modified or
There's no reason for that to even be there. Yes, maybe somebody sped around there, but it's like every other street can be sped around. Now we go down John Street to the end and zip around there. What's the difference? Because nobody complained.
It's the street where the dog got killed.
Right. A child almost got hit, and that's what created the issue. A dog got hit instead, thank goodness, unfortunately. So we're addressing an issue that another resident in that circle had. So it's...
But not 50, the whole village has to do that.
Right, exactly.
That's
my
point. I
see
you know
your point.
What I mean? Put them everywhere or put them nowhere.
And we are, to that token, we are considering and discussing as we do these other street projects, things like Westbrook Drive and that area.
I strongly encourage against it. I own property on Westbrook Drive as well. So it would be another complaint for me, right. Another petition for me.
That's the area that we're getting a lot of complaints about speeders, though.
I get complaints for speeders on Route 203. I get complaints for speeders on this road. That's why you got the thing that says slow down. I mean, put one of them with a camera. There's other ways to deal with the speed issue.
I thought about that. Take the license plate pictures like the city's doing.
It's just not fair.
That would be funny.
It's not fair.
Okay, any other discussion? All right.
Let's see. All right, so last, I have, as you know, last, we did the certified payroll at the end of the year meeting for the 2026-27 year. I got a an email from the treasurer indicating that she wanted a raise. We didn't give her a raise. So I have provided you an updated one, giving her, raising her salary from, she hasn't had a raise since 2014.
It doesn't change our 3%.
So
we're still within it, right?
What's that?
Well, we didn't adopt the law for this 3% thing, so it still doesn't put us over the tax cap,
no,
right?
Okay. No, it's not going to change anything.
That's all I care about.
No, we've already set the revenue tax stuff, so we're not going to collect any more money.
Okay.
But I've indicated an additional, I raised her from $10,000 to $11,000. And if you guys are okay with that, then we can approve the amended amended certified payroll, and I'll let her know that the board allocated a raise for her. If you don't want to do it, then that's fine too, but
no, she hasn't had a raise in that long. I think she's deserving of it.
Well, I mean, I've always treated her like, you know, I figure she's making good money, even though it's only, but she doesn't work a lot of hours, so I always treated her as a professional. If you don't think you're getting enough money, ask for it. And she never did. So I didn't put her in for a raise, but then, you know, so now she did, so. And she didn't really ask for a specific amount, but I think that, you know, this would be adequate for this year. So if you're in agreement, I'll entertain a motion to approve the amended 26-27 certified payroll.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
I'll second.
Second by Ryan. Questions or discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, so Todd, next thing we do is we just pay the bills and we adjourn the meeting, but we'll give you the last opportunity.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just curious, I don't come to these often, but is there any movement on repairing the sidewalks? It's pretty dangerous. You know, I love this little village, and like, I can't walk, my parents can't walk from Westbrook Drive to my house or ride bikes with the little kids. It's mm-hmm. dangerous. And even just walking, I parked down by the pond and walked up here, the trees were all in my face and they needed to be trimmed. And it's a public sidewalk. So mm-hmm. is there something we're doing about getting the sidewalks fixed?
Well, it's a long story, but I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
In 2021, the village received a $4.5 million grant to put new sidewalks on both sides of John Street, Connor Meek Street, upgrade the ones on John Street, upgrade the one on Fairground Street, and so we tie everything in the center section of the village so that the middle of the village is completely walkable with ADA compliant sidewalks. We've had a hell of a time with DOT and the state getting this project up and running. Over the last year and a half, we've been meeting with them regularly. We've got a schedule, and it's been progressing a lot better. It kind of laid dormant after COVID, during COVID, and then for a couple of years after that. But right now, our schedule is the 2027 construction season is when the work is going to be done.
That's good news.
So that's the plan.
And then
that's next year.
DPW's been working on. They've been replacing of sections at a time. I mean, there's a long list that needs to be replaced. I think you're working with Pete on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or Tarly. They've been going, I know they started on Church Street. They're not, that's not in the big project, but DPW can replace out certain sections.
We want sections.
That are too,
You know, by the town hall there, that bush, somebody trimmed it finally this year, but pushes you into the street. It's dangerous, you know, when I got my little niece with me and I'm like, and so even if she's on a bike and nervous wreck, and shouldn't be that way, so.
No, I agree.
We're moving forward with that.
Yeah, the rest of them.
Had them go out and trim things back that, you know, they should be at least cut 3 foot back away from the sidewalk and, you know, 8 to 10 feet high overhead so that they're not hanging down your face.
Is there anything that you guys, I mean, I volunteer some time, anything that you guys need from a village resident to help with anything?
Well, I'd be a fool if I said no.
We have lots of, don't we have openings on several of the committees?
I mean, yeah, I mean, we have, you know, we're looking for people. All right, so this is what we deal with. It's like, you know, we're a village government that's supposed to be governing ourselves. So, you know, we have a planning board, which you're well aware of. We also have a ZBA, which we're short 2 members on. We used to have a beautification committee that would spruce the, you know, or at least make plans to spruce the village up. The village would provide funding for it, you know, and, you know, we'd all, most of us would participate going out and, you know, planting flowers and weeding gardens and whatever, you know, to help out getting the village looking good.
We used to have a youth committee.
We used to have a youth committee, but we have no people where that'll give us time anymore.
And I've been too busy and haven't really wanted to get into politics, but as I get older and this is my home, I'd like to see it improve, not go downhill.
Right, exactly. So, you know, so I'm not going to say that we don't need help because we are in dire need of help. But we need
a machine or something to push dirt. I know that they go over there a lot of times. Certainly, you guys can reach out.
I appreciate it.
And, you know, and one other thing as far as the speed bumps, if you look into the camera system or whatever, and I got to make a donation, I'd be willing to do that if it's a money thing. That's how important it is to me. So,
right.
Other than that, I appreciate your time and your volunteering. And thank you.
Right. Well, thanks for coming out tonight. We appreciate it. As you can see, we don't get much.
Yeah. Okay. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks.
If anybody thank you. Wants to create a committee for youth committee or beautification, let me know.
Now, I might be in touch about the zoning board. I know a little bit about some of that stuff. I might be more of a help there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a vacancy.
So. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Todd. All right. Anybody, you all got your reports going through that? Anybody want to bring anything up before we close out?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Rich for assisting on the water break.
Oh, yeah.
He was very, very helpful, and he was more knowledgeable than I would ever be and tend to be on the water system. And I appreciate, you know, his time, and we tried to get him out of a recital, but I don't
didn't
think
get me out of a recital.
Yeah, well, thanks for that. I was tied up with my grandkids all that day.
But I want to thank you, Rich.
No,
took all the extra time.
Anything else?
I do have something else, and it's interesting that Mr. Scotia talked about the. Riding on the sidewalk with his daughter on a bike. There's been a number of incidents right on Elm Street, because I'm aware because I'm there, of kids, younger people, kind of running rampant on their bikes, riding their bikes in a kind of uncontrolled manner on the sidewalks. And next door, which is on your list probably of vacant properties, there was an incident a couple weeks ago where a regular guy who walks his dog down the street was you know, doing his thing, and a kid came screaming across down the sidewalk from Lake to Elm and knocked him over, and he hit his head on the concrete step of 54.
Yeah, the
right?
vacant one.
And he you know, the people saw it and they tried to assist him, and he's like, no, I don't want to help anything. But I mean, there's still blood on the sidewalk, literally blood on the sidewalk. He cracked his head pretty good. So I saw him today when I was coming here, so I know he's like okay. But it's just, you know, I've also heard from other folks about, you know, the kids on, it's mainly the electric vehicle, the electric bikes. They're just, you know, a little crazy. And
they're fast.
Very fast, and they're quiet because they're electric. There's no motor. It's not like a motor. You can't really hear it. And they, you know, they just come up on people, and, you know, it's only the beginning of the summer. I've talked to the Chief Bunny about this, and he's looked into the different laws and, you know, what is allowed in New York, and we've actually had conversations or correspondence with the people who manage the trail, and they estimate that at least 10% of the bikes on the trail are actually illegal, you know, from a state law point of view. You know, outside of New York City, certain kinds of electric vehicles just are illegal anywhere.
Because they go too fast?
Because they go above a certain speed, and they, and so, you know, I think we need to, I don't have a solution right today, but I think we need to be aware that this is happening and maybe start thinking about how we could, you know, make people, you know, make parents aware that their kids are doing these things. I'm a cyclist, so I don't want people not to be riding bikes.
To ride their bikes somewhere. We don't want them in the road riding their bikes, and now they're on the sidewalk, but they're not being responsible.
Yeah, so it's like maybe if we could figure out a way to. We used to have bike rodeos. Maybe we could sort of do
more
that
teaching,
again.
Yeah.
I don't know, but anyway, people start thinking about that.
So to that line, do we have any ability, or maybe it's a question for the trail people, because on the trail, you're exactly right. You're walking down that trail, I know Charlie's same, and my dog is skittish. And those bikes come flying up behind, and it startles them. And Rudy sometimes will actually bark and kind of jump at the person with the bike because they startle. Is there a way that we would be allowed, let's just say, put an orange, a yellow stripe down the center of the trail and maybe kind of try to dedicate one side of it for bikes and the other side for walkers? And, you know, maybe even put some signs that say bikes to the right. So the right lane, the bicyclists are there, and people that
but
are
they're
walking
going in two directions.
Well, I mean, when that happens, you got to pass. Mm. I get that. But just as a general, not making it an enforce it thing, but
the kids today.
Do it this. The, I know the young kids aren't going to listen to anything.
The kids today, when I was. And I've been out in front of my house different times of the day. And there would be a band of kids, probably maybe up to 8 to 10. And they would have an assortment of bicycles, e-bikes, and one kid even has a dirt bike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Miles last night.
And I was and I told some of these kids while I was cutting the grass, you know, to slow the F down, because now they're going beyond, some these e-bikes are going beyond 25 miles an hour on John Street. And the other thing that I think we really need to address is, I've had a couple of neighbors approach me, the makeshift trash container that, is it Angela or Aunt?
One of the neighbors, yeah, for Girl Scouts has it there.
Okay,
it's filled with liquor bottles,
mainly quart bottles of Jim Beam. Okay, and now the stuff is, the last time that the person was telling me, now the thing is not only full, but it's overflowing, and the liquor bottles are all around it on the outside. So. There's got to be something, and maybe a guy might be able to tell Officer or Chief Bunny. Somebody is feeding. It might be the kids or whatever, because, you know, they go down. I don't know if they go down beyond the first bridge and come back, but they are all whacked out when they come back. They're on one on the rear tire, they go from the trail to the grass area, to John Street, back onto the trail. And I know Donna has complained about it. And they're just, you're not gonna be able to, I don't know if you can change these, you know, and it's just, the school year, I don't think is over yet. And it's just gonna get worse. And these kids, they could care less. I mean, they just travel in bands. But my biggest thing now is, you know, if these kids are getting somebody must be getting the alcohol for these kids, if it is the kids. I can't imagine that container is filled up with Jim Beam bottles all the time.
Well, they're down by the bridge a lot at night because I see them from my house, a whole slew of them.
But I would ask Guy.
There is my husband.
I would ask Guy if he could talk to Chief Bunny and find out, or you know, maybe go to the liquor store that's on the trail by your place, Missy, and see who somebody is really buying a lot of liquor, and the empties are going strictly down to that one container.
I thought it was the street people are out now, and I thought it was just somebody living off the trail, but I don't know. I haven't caught anybody per se, but I think it's street people, but I don't know. It could be the kids. I never see them down there drinking, and I mean, my property ends right there at the bridge, right. So they're generally, I have to say, not really doing anything wrong. I mean, they're down there. We see all their lights, and they're doing wheelies and being kids, I guess, but I mean, they haven't really done anything wrong. One time they came on our property and made a little campfire, but we put a kibosh to that.
Well, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah,
like Rich
said. That's what we told them. You can't burn a fire on our property, especially when we're not home.
Especially, I mean, there's a lot of families out there now with young kids.
That's my concern.
Somebody's going to get run over, even the little kids that are on, you know, with the training wheels and all that.
Yeah.
And these kids do not care.
I think that's what Dan's trying to work on. I mean, how much can you enforce? How can you enforce it? You know, he's said to me before, they don't even have licenses, so what do you do for enforcement, you know?
Later, do we have the laws on what e-bikes are legal and which ones are illegal? Like, what are the standards for?
Well, we just got that from email, but it didn't help him that much. It doesn't say how you can enforce it. It says what's legal and what's not, but the legal repercussions.
I think if they show, I think the village, the parents, right?
If the kid can't be prosecuted, it goes to the parents.
Is that true, Guy?
I don't know. Somebody's on the trail on an illegal vehicle. I mean, I would think you get impounded.
I know that Dan's been working on it.
Well, let's think, get the cops an e-bike that goes faster than those kids' e-bikes.
I would also think that, you know, maybe they can do a little more patrolling, you know, during certain, when they're on duty. I know they come down John Street and they do their thing, but I'll tell you, when these kids, I mean, there's quite a few of them, and they're like a pack, and you can't even think about going on the trail when they're all together.
There's no curfew on the trail, right?
There's supposed to be.
It's dusk.
Dusk is what it is. So yeah.
And
cops would be able to drive down that to patrol.
They have.
Dusk.
I mean,
I've seen the cops go right behind my house.
I mean, not saying all the time, but they have gone down.
No, I just want to.
But we can make
that a regular thing.
Yeah, especially with school ending, and if there's, you know, if there is a time that more bottles are showing up, then you know it.
Well, I'll have DPW remove that tomorrow. Because I've already asked the neighbor to remove it, and now they're on vacation, so.
So I'd say for now it'd be Friday or Saturday.
Yeah,
because the kids are going to be in school for the next 2 weeks.
Well, some of the high schoolers are already done, right? Because their regents are done or something.
I just don't want to see the empty containers, you know, thrown on each side of the trail, or you know, going down your by your driveway or on the other side. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I really don't.
To your point of education, the youth, doesn't the town youth committee? Isn't it the town youth that puts on a bike rodeo at St. Mary's every summer?
No, we do that.
We did it for a while, but they did the last one not too long ago. A couple years ago.
Wasn't combined?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because they give away bikes or something, right?
Yeah, Jake puts them together.
So it might be an opportunity to.
And they might do it down here.
Education material.
You're not going to get the kids that you're.
It's the
tween. It's not the ones you want.
It's the tweenagers, not the.
Right.
You know, the not quite teenagers, but not. It's the middle ones.
Yeah. So if you.
They're not coming.
Put it out to the parents saying.
Yeah, if we knew who they were. Some of them don't even live here. I mean, I've heard from other people, their parents are dropping them off here in the morning and they're hanging out with their friends all day and then they pick them up later.
Sounds like Halloween.
I mean,
I've heard
can't
that
say that's not illegal. I mean, you can hang with your friends
I've
at
heard
your friend's
that from,
house.
From Dan too, from Chief Bunny, that the people that he has interacted with, the kids, they are not
don't
local.
Even live here. They're out of friends of friends.
I mean, you know, if your bike is going 25, 30 miles an hour, it doesn't take very long even to get here from East Greenbush. It's only 10 minutes.
And you can do all the back roads you want.
Or just take the bike trail.
Some of them do take the bike trail.
Yeah. One of the things that I've seen in other parts of the trail that I think has been helpful, is especially, and I think this would be applicable over by you, Charlie, is the areas where there's lots of green, like wide green, and you don't want people, you want them to stay on the trail. They have signs, and, you know, stay on the trail, respect public property. Again, you know, I'm not sure it'll get the message to the right people, but it might. It'll also make it harder to dodge the sign.
It'll dodge the bicycle, yeah.
You know, the bike has got to stay on the trail or it's going to whack, the person's going to whack into the sign. And I don't know if there are any on that little stretch on John Street.
Of them are not even trying to be on the trail. They're more or less just riding John Street fast and, you know, then spinning off in the grass right there. I mean, I'm just playing, but a lot of them.
Yeah. It does. I mean,
luckily we all go slow through there, but
you all have been here for a long time, and you know, you know it goes in cycles. Like right now, there just might be we're in one of the bad parts of the cycle. You know, sometimes you get a great group of kids, and they're just work out.
And
now,
all of them have driver's licenses and aren't on bikes anymore.
Yeah, now we're hitting a different cycle. So I mean, you know, it's I hope it wouldn't be like a bad portent for the future, but at least you know, we need to be able to figure out, you know, how to deal with that. I mean, we've in the past, I think curfew has been more of a priority. Maybe we start to reprioritize that.
Yeah, it was in fact 10 o'clock.
Yeah, normally you don't see. This is during the day.
Yeah. Even at the pavilion, you know, they're standing on the picnic tables and things like that. I mean, I literally pull in and go, get off the picnic table. They just look at me like, I'm like, I don't care. And then somebody said, she's the mayor, you got to listen to her. I laughed and drove away. It's like, I'm not the mayor, but they know I have a big mouth.
I hollered at a bunch of them too. They're taking picnic tables and bringing them up on the freaking gazebo.
Yeah. That's like.
It's like, hey. Come out of there. Go up there. You want to use your stuff? Sit over there.
And I was like, don't stand on the picnic tables. People eat on them.
All right. The bike trail is a pain because they have rules and we don't even know who's supposed to enforce them yet.
Well, the other good news, on a different note, our dog stations did come in and the boys will be putting them in. They're just waiting for. They didn't come with the right things. He had to get a new stake or something. Oh no, I'm sorry. That was the signs.
The
Your
signs
didn't
going
come
up.
With the boys.
Yeah, they're
going
to put the one up that's coming in from the east side first.
So both of those are in. The speed signs and the dog stations. So within a few days, I think we're going to see all of them installed. Mm. Your signs didn't come with poles. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to get them. He found the right ones at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And he's going to get them. But supposedly they're going to be putting them in this week, the doggy station. So that would help the other complaint that we have. So hopefully they'll use them.
And they're going to remove that waste container or whatever?
I put it in my notes. When I have a meeting, I always write down a bunch of stuff that you guys said, and then I give the marching orders tomorrow. This, and this was talked about. You should get on it.
Walk down every sidewalk, cut all the brush back.
I'm going to go look at Church Street, what he's talking about.
The sidewalks.
Yeah.
I know what he's talking about. Half of them are like that. They started down there and they took out sections, but I don't know how far they got. They did like two.
Is it the old parsonage house by there?
There's lots of sidewalks that are not on the
project.
Well, and I want
to look at the one where he's got the bushes over that the homeowner's.
The bushes he was talking about here coming up, those trees.
Yeah, but he said somewhere on Church Street.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of bushes that he had to walk out around.
I think he was talking about the town hall, that they finally trimmed their bushes. But they should be chucking the brushes. I mean, debris all over. They should. I think they do. Mm. I don't know.
All right. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 1 through 32 in the amount of $22,494.37 from the general fund, $10,359.13 from the water fund, $38,800 from pavement improvement capital account, and $6,277.06 paid outside of abstract.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.